what happens when the New World Order, the many organizations that try to run this world, whether they call themselves the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, whatever they want to call themselves, you're witnessing that their manipulation of God's creation is backfiring. What happens when you manipulate weather? What happens when you try to play God? What happens when you try to make rain happen in a land without repentance? And I'll explain to you what I mean by that as this video goes on.
The meteorological data has revealed that the city experienced rainfall equivalent to a year and a half worth in just a single day. The Emirates are reeling from the unprecedented events, with shocking visuals capturing the magnitude of the calamity.
I remember multiple times, I've been on YouTube since 2008, where I received copyright strikes. I received YouTube strikes because of spreading conspiracies, especially when it comes to manipulated weather. Especially when it comes to government experiments like HAARP and many others, where they try to use weather as a tool of war even. Fast forward to 2024, and we're at a day and age where for the last few years, Dubai has been boasting about manipulating their weather. They've been boasting about making it rain when it doesn't rain.
We talked about this last week, and now we're going to do a deep dive with Davo. Dubai mm-hmm. is making it rain in a sweltering desert by zapping clouds with electricity using drones.
Fascinating, isn't it?
So much to ask, but let's take it, and then we'll do a few questions.
Before we talk about what's happening in Dubai, let's talk about cloud seeding in general, because a lot of people, I don't think, understand what cloud seeding is. And this has been going on for decades, by the way. This is not something that's brand new. But traditionally, what cloud seeding is, it involves using aircraft or drones or even some cannons to push silver iodide up high into the clouds. Why silver iodide? Because that has the same crystallized structure as ice. So once it gets up into the clouds, it starts to accumulate ice on it and these large raindrops, which helps, especially in a cloud mass that's not really going to rain. It helps to bring rain and especially snow down.
So it works.
It does work.
And it's not just happening in Dubai. It's happening in America. It's happening in China. It's happening everywhere where world governments are trying to circumvent the way towards healing that land, which is only found when we submit to the Heavenly Father. So when they see that plagues are rising around us, they'll call it global warming. When they see that things are spiraling out of control, they'll say that we need to do this to become more green energy. And then they start manipulating the weather. Then they start manipulating DNA. Then they'll start producing a new human being. Then they'll start producing new crops and foods. Then little by little, what you'll find in humanity is abominations upon abominations upon abominations. You know, 1 Timothy 4:1 through 5 tells us, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." These seducing spirits are operating all over the land. And as these seducing spirits continue to convince humanity to rebel against the Heavenly Father, you're going to see more and more events like this that are happening in Dubai, where it's backfiring on humanity. What else could backfire against humanity? You do know that they're now trying to create technologies where they can actually place the jab and any technologies associated with it into your very own food system. So that if you buy a piece of lettuce or a piece of cabbage or some tomatoes or some bananas, you no longer would have to go to your doctor to get the jab. It would automatically be provided to you by the powers that be that control your food system.
It's an incredible thought that in this rather simple plant, we can make things like polio vaccine. Really quite extraordinary. Plants are fascinating organisms because they almost grow from nothing. I first started proposing plant-based methods for making vaccines around 1990, and actually people laughed. It's wonderful to see that people don't laugh about it now. The amazing thing about this approach is it combines science with what is essentially gardening. And we've come to this stage where it actually might save human lives.
This is all in the aims of us coming together as one in humanity to save Mother Earth, because that's what they call it, Mother Earth. They worship the created thing. And in their hypocrisy of worshiping the created thing, they use the fact that everything is ramping up around the world as a tool to enslave you. Not to drive you to repentance and follow Jesus Christ, but no, to enslave you. So they want to control your vehicle, how you drive it, how fast you drive it, what kind of engine it has. If you really think that the reason they want you to drive an all-electronic car is to save Earth, you're wrong. It's so that they can track you, so that they can know where you go, so that they can know how fast you drive, so that they can know what your habits are. Satan is not omnipresent. I repeat, Satan is a created being. He is not omnipresent and he is defeated. So with technology, he's going to do all sorts of things to sell the convenience to humanity so that you can continue to compromise. So as you can see, weather is being manipulated. It's backfiring in Dubai. Food systems are being manipulated. That will soon backfire as well. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And these entities know what to do to convince humanity to compromise. What else could backfire? Think about that. What else could backfire on their plans? Satan wants to be like the Most High. He is not, though. He's defeated. But you can see that many of these world entities, they're operating at a pace where they know that judgment is arriving. They can call it global warming. They can call it whatever they want to call it. It's called judgment. When you have to manipulate a seed to grow because it will no longer grow, that's judgment. When you have to try to manipulate the clouds so that it could rain because if not, your crops won't grow, that's judgment. And you and I know that the only way for this land to be healed is to repent and to seek Him, to seek the Heavenly Father, to repent. But humanity won't do that, sadly. And I pray that humanity does. I pray that at some point in time we get it right. But as you're seeing all around the world, chaos upon chaos upon chaos is rising. As you can see around the world, people are trying to merge with the machine. And that will backfire in a very big way. They've sold humanity on the convenience. Man, if humanity would only realize that the answer truly lies in Jesus Christ. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. They want to sell you on depopulation. I'm telling you, what a lie. Anything and everything that we've ever needed to survive is here. God is an awesome God. He's an awesome provider. We've just not been good stewards of the blessings that God has given us. And you're going to see it continue to backfire. And the only thing I ask of you, brothers, sisters, in the Lord, as you see all of this unfold, that you do not allow the spirit of fear to take a hold of you, your family, your home, your children, your workplace, your neighbors. That you continue to make sure that you remember that there is one who has already overcome, and his name is Jesus Christ. And that you do not duplicate what these world leaders are doing. Where if it doesn't rain, instead of repent and seeking God, they'll make it rain. It didn't work for Dubai. It didn't work for Nimrod when he rebelled against God in the tower. It didn't work in the pre-flood world. Rebellion has never worked for humanity. Yet humans, mankind, we never seem to learn and get it right. I pray that you and I, in the name of Jesus, get it right before it's too late. And just as in the days of Noah, that ark's door would close. I pray that you and I can make it into that ark, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your dear son, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for your salvation. We want to thank you for your mercy. And we want to thank you for the patience that you have with us, Heavenly Father. You're always so patient. You're always so kind. You're always finding ways to help us. Even when we try to stray away from you, you convict us and you drive us back to seek you. Thank you for that. If there's a brother, if there's a sister, that today as they're watching this video, they're finding themselves in rebellion. They're finding themselves fighting off with their own flesh what they can't fight off. If rebellion has backfired to the many biblical characters in the scriptures, rebellion has backfired to our own daily world governments that we see, why do we think that rebellion will work for any of us? May we repent, and seek you. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you, my family member in Christ. Would you do me a huge favor? If you watched this video up to this point, consider pressing the thumbs up button and sharing this video. We are a non-monetized channel, so the way that these videos can get some traction is with your help, and we would really appreciate that. In addition, thank you for those that are considering supporting this ministry. Your support goes a very long way. On the screen, I'm going to be leaving a video. That video is to our secondary channel called Bible TV Project. In the month of May, around the middle of May, we're going to be having a lot of content coming out on that channel. If you enjoy this channel, I know that you're going to enjoy that channel as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, for God's glory. God bless you and your whole family. And thanks for all that you do. All right. Truly appreciate you taking the time to watch this video. All right. God bless you. All right. Don't let the devil lie to you. All right. Keep on seeking Jesus. He truly, truly loves you.